Are you ready? Because you're now live.
All right, I'm ready when you're here.
So whenever you're ready, you can start with 2 minutes. I have everybody patched in that's on so far. So still people coming in.
Should we wait till 6 o'clock in case anyone log in?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Right at 6, you can start.
Okay, excellent. You could just give me the go-ahead.
Okay, fine. Whenever you're ready, Moshe.
Okay. Shalom Aleichem, everyone, and thank you for joining us this fine afternoon. We're going to deal with a question that is very relevant and very irrelevant at the same time, which is the topic of listening to music during Sfira in the 3 weeks. So on the one hand, it's very irrelevant for anyone who was keeping the first half and just ended it today or last night. But on the other hand, it's very relevant for those keeping the second half, as well as all of Am Yisrael, which is hopefully keeping some form of the 3 weeks, or all Ashkenazim at very least. So what we're going to talk about is the prohibition, or the accepted prohibition, of listening to music during these zman, in these time periods, which are generally have a theme of avelus. They're a mourning period for the Jewish people. During the 3 weeks, of course, is the general avelus of the Churban, of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But what we found ourselves in is this time of Sfira, where we're mourning over primarily the death of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. And in addition, for those of us of Ashkenazic heritage, we also are mourning those who died and perished in the Crusades that took place in early medieval times. And so this time of mourning is marked by certain forms of abstinence. There are certain practices. There are certain pleasures that we abstain from. And if you're like me and grew up going to a standard Orthodox yeshiva, I would have assumed, based on what I was being told, that there was an explicit Gemara or an explicit line in Shulchan Aruch that said, "Thou shalt not listen to music during Sfira." But what's very interesting is that if we look at the Shulchan Aruch, the following is the closest that we get to it. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Noagim shlo lisa isha bein Pesach la'atzeres ad lag va'omer." So we have a minhag, that we have a halacha that's accepted, that we do not marry a woman, we don't get married during this time period of Sfir until lag va'omer. B'neisha ba'osu zman mesu tamidi Rabbi Akiva, because during this time period, the tamidi Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's students perished. But to do kiddushin, the initial form of marriage, the first step, shaper dami, that's acceptable during this time period. Unisuin nami, and as regards to nisuin, the second step, of course nowadays under a chuppah and marriage, we do it all almost in one shop of asachas, with a slight hefsik, we do kiddushin nisuin at the same time. But back then they did it at separate points. So if you want to do nisuin, Misha kava zukines ain ochin oso. So if someone, they can't hold themselves back, and they go ahead and they marry this woman during this period of mourning for Klal Yisrael, ain ochin oso. Okay, bidyevet, we're not going to punish you, we're not going to hold you accountable for doing that, but it's certainly not the proper and intended practice. The Rama says, Yumi Lag Bomer Veilech Kol Shari, but from Lag Bomer and onwards, everything is all good and fine. Now, here is something interesting. Nowhere in any of these words that I said was there an explicit prohibition against music. The closest we're going to get to it in the Shulchan Aruch is not to perform, not to orchestrate a wedding or an engagement party of sorts. The Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'nirli demutter lasus bo'osu pam sudas erisin," that it's possible, at least during this time period, you could do a sudas erisin, which will translate as an engagement party. That would be the equivalent nowadays. Avalasus rikudin mecholo shel rishus nagu lasur. But when it comes to dancing and revelry, which is done just for recreational purposes, that our minhag is to prohibit under all circumstances. So, and also the minhag is that even during this time period, it's also usur that even if you're making a shidduch between two people you want to celebrate, also you cannot dance and you cannot have a form of celebration of revelry for it. I will note that there is a way to circumvent that, which is one of the kind of parties that you're allowed to have during Sfira and have dancing and music involved in may be when someone has a Suras Mitzvah and they make a Siyam. So if this this new chassan who got engaged decides that happens to be finishing a Masechta, he happens to be finishing a Shishi Sidrei Mishnah, whatever it might be, it's possible that he could do that during his engagement party, in order to have some form of music. Whether there should be instruments or not, that's another question. We won't get too far afield. But the point being is that up until this point, there is no mentioning of music, of listening to music per se. There's a prohibition of these gatherings of celebrations. That's what is usur. But if we fast forward a few hundred years, and we come to the Igros, we come to the contemporary times, we have Ramosha Feinstein and his Igros Moshe, which, from what I've seen, especially in former communities, this is normative. This is the accepted psak. He says in his tshuva, "Ba'idei ha-radio, im nishma zimra de puma mutter, v'im bichli zemer aser." If someone is going to listen to music of the mouth, meaning, let's call it a cappella music, that would be mutter to listen to through the medium of a radio, through the medium of an electronic device. However, v'imbichli zemer, if the recording that you're hearing over the radio has instruments involved in it, whether it's instrumental or it's just musical accompaniment, it would be usur for someone to listen to that. And in many communities, this psak of Rav Moshe is accepted as normative. Now, just so you are aware, it could get a little bit more machmir than Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Wasser in the Shevet Halevi in his Tshuvos says, "Be'in shmias nigunami tape recorder b'mei hamitzarim." Now I know there's going to be radio tape recorders. They're dealing with slightly different mitzias, but for all intents and purposes, recording devices. So in regards to listening to a tape recorder during the 3 weeks, the tape who kli shir gamor, that the tape recorder, we sometimes think of the radio or the tape recorder as a shinoi, meaning, okay, I'm not listening to music directly, but maybe if it goes through a tape recorder, it makes it a step removed, then we won't call it music. But actually, he says, no, the tape recorder itself is as bad as listening to a guitar. It's as bad as listening to drums. The tape recorder itself is gufa, the instrument. Dim kain, lo mi vay bebein ha-mitzarim da'asar al-piyam b'vor or ha-chayim, la'afil kol ha-shona ha-v'chal klishir kasher o'chachim divar rambam. This will be an issue all year round. L'adat ya'afil ma'tape nasim mishir pen nepach le-klishir. And even if it's just a cappella music you're listening to through a recorder, what's funny about this is that the tape recorder may even be worse than listening to the a cappella straight from a person, because the tape recorder or the radio or the iPod nowadays or the phone that you're listening to music from, that is the instrument itself. And that's what makes it more chamor and more strict than listening to someone singing to you straight from their mouth. Just because the Shiva Lady brings this up, I also want to mention that there is a Gemara at the beginning, toward the beginning of Maseches Gittin, that talks about how after the Korban, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, perhaps we shouldn't be listening to music all year round. And the Poskim deal with this in their Tshuvos. Of course, we are assuming that it is mutter to listen to music on a regular basis. And the question is, what is usur during the 3 weeks, and what is usur during the period of Sfira that you hold? So Ad Kan, the more machmir opinions. Okay, I think even the Shiva Levi points out that that people today are not machmir, and people will listen to a cappella through a recording, but certainly listening to music through a recording, the Igros Moshe, Shevet HaLevi, and I believe that Tzitz Eliezer also, and many other poskim say, is usur. So now that we've established the baseline, that it seems to be usur to listen to music during the period of Sfira and during the 3 weeks, even through some form of a recording device, what would be a possible heter? Would there be any kind of dispensation? I personally know many people who will be listening to music during these time periods. And the question is, is there a shita that's Yisra Malismo that we can rely on? So buckle up for this formulation here. The Maram Shek in his Tshuva says, in regards to regular Avelis, so I'm sure many of us are familiar. Hopefully, those of us who are younger, not so familiar personally, but we have three time periods that someone mourns over when they lose a relative, and particularly a parent. There's the Shiva, the initial 7 days, there's the Shloshim, the 30 days following the burial, and then there's the Yud Beis Chadashim, those 12 months. And there are things that someone's not allowed to do during those Yud Beis Chadashim. Going to weddings can be very complicated during that time. And in the context of standard Avelis, that Maramshik writes, Aval mikol makom medina haya esher lomar, ha da'atru simcha. What do we mean when it's usur for someone to have simcha? Hainu dafka im mechavein l'simcha. It's only if you have intention, if you're consciously trying to be besimcha. Aval halo med umnus bavodaso tarud. Veinu mechavein kim leida umnus ahu. Well, let's say, here's a good example, here's a litmus test, a nafkamina. So let's say, what would be a case where I'm not trying to have simcha? Oh, a good case for that is, let's say, I am a music teacher, and I need to make my parnasa, I need to teach and tutor kids how to play the guitar. So I'm not looking to get simcha out of it. And even on the off chance that I might get some simcha, some form of enjoyment and happiness from playing the instrument while tutoring someone, it's certainly not a psik resha. It's not for sure going to happen. And since you're not looking to be bisimcha over it, therefore it would be permissible for you to teach someone an instrument. Because, now we're not going to talk so much about this case in particular, but the principle is important, where he writes, Dafka in mechavin l'simcha, specifically if you intend to have simcha from something. L'chora kol simon shintzari aleph neged zeh, desham nir mevor dafilu be'inu meskav l'simcha, gav kein aso l'ich mezmuti chasun v'kala. So here's the issue, though. Wait a minute. So why can't I just go to a wedding? You know, I have a friend, he's getting married. I really don't like to go to weddings. There's a lot of noise. There's never enough air conditioning inside. I have to sit through the entire chuppah. But I go because I care about the people. I want to support the family. Maybe I'm friends with the parents who are putting together the simcha. So I'm not looking to get simcha from it. So if I am in the Yud Beis Chadashim in Avelis, why can't I go ahead and go to that wedding if I'm not looking to get simcha? So it seems to fly in the face of this theory. It says that you're never allowed to go to a wedding during Avelis. So wait, according to the Maram Shik, why can't I just go ahead and say I'm not going to have simcha? I'm going just to show support. So the answer is, Mishuk vodo shal meis dami, d'mi odea mechavin l'simcha olo. Yeah, ein hachinami. Really, what would be the case? What would be the ruling? Me ikar adin, as far as Avelis, as far as mourning is concerned, you should be able to go to some form of a celebration to maybe perhaps even a wedding during the Avelis period, if you're not going for Simcha. But, come on, everyone's going to see you going there, And they're not going to know that you're going there just to fulfill your obligation, to show your face. They think you're going there to enjoy yourself, to dance, to drink. And so because of that, it's a lack of kavod of the person you're mourning for. Therefore, because of that, that's why you're not allowed to go to a wedding. However, in all other circumstances, the Maram Shik says that if we can guarantee that you're not being mechaving l'simcha, you're not looking to get happiness out of doing this particular action, even if it's associated with it, it should be mutter. And this kind of thinking actually is mashma, it's implied, perhaps, in the wording of the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, where Rambam writes in Hilchos Tainus, "V'chein gazur shelo l'nagim b'chli shir." The rabbi said we're not supposed to play musical instruments. "V'chol mini zemer v'chol mashmiyei kol shel shir aser l'sameach b'hen." What's the iser? The iser is to be misameach b'hen, to celebrate, to have simcha with it. But again, if I'm not doing it to be misameach, perhaps there is room to be matir. So, now that we have accepted that thesis of the Maram Shik, the question that we're going to have now is there perhaps another case that we could find where someone is listening to music, but he's not doing it for simcha and for celebration and for giddiness. He's doing it perhaps for another purpose. So if we look, there's a footnote in Hilchos Chag B'Chag, where he writes that ubiprat anashim shetivam notel atzvus. There are people who their nature, their proclivity is to be sad, and what I think he's talking about in particular may even be depression. Makilin lahem, we are makel for this category of people. Why? Sheatzavan alo legror lidvarim chamurim harbe yoser. Because if this person already is suffering from some form of sadness or from a mental condition of depression, what are we going to do? What? He's already in such a dark place. What, now we're going to take the music away from the person? One of the things that helps him cope with it? So that is grounds for a dispensation to listen to music. And he bases this on the Me'iri Maseches Gittin, Shelo Nesar Ela Derech Kalas Rosh V'Tainug B'machal B'mishdeh V'cholos Ayin Sham. The Miri says, what's the Isser in Gittin when it talks about listening to music? Listening B'Derech Kalas Rosh. When we're listening in a frivolous manner, in a way like over food and over alcohol, that would be an inappropriate way to celebrate and to listen to music. But if someone's listening to music that helps them cope, help them get by, that would be a permissible form of listening to music. Now, let's make this somewhat even more relevant. Over the past, I've lost track of time. I've lost track of time at this point. I'm sure I'm not the only one. Rav Herschel Schachter has been putting out what on YU Torah they list as Piske Corona, which are his tshuvos that have been put out in regards to all the different kinds of questions that he's been getting regarding coronavirus, and he publicizes in these short tshuvos what his psak is for his constituents. And in regards to the question of listening to music during sphere, he writes as follows. And also in Maseches Gittin. So first he quotes the Gemaras that establish that there's a general prohibition of listening to music. We're not going to get too much into this, but it is worth noting a very important shita that he's referring to from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik believed that any new halacha needs to be based on a precedent from an earlier halacha. Similar in respect to how, when you think about it, the Rabbanon institute their gezeros ke'ein doraisa. The rabbis, when they add on certain safeguards to the Torah, certain mitzvos, generally they try to model it after what the Torah already has. So in a similar fashion, Rav Soloveitchik said, so when we have to mourn during the 3 weeks and during the Sfira, what can we tag this on that we already know from the Torah itself? So he says that we have the three time periods of Avelus, where someone is mourning over someone who passed away, a family member who passed away. First, there's the Shiva, the first 7 days, then the Shloshim, the completion of the 30 days, and Yud Beis Chadashim, which are the 12 months. And in each section, it gets a little bit looser. The stringencies of Avelus loosen up and relax on that person. So in a similar vein, where Soloveitchik says, so we could say that there's a similar kind of progression. There's the Tisha B'Av, and there's the 9 days, and there's the 3 weeks. So the 3 weeks and Svira generally get equated to the prohibitions of the Yud Beis Chadashim, the 12 months of Avelus. So leniencies and stringencies that we find during the Yud Beis Chadashim, during those 12 months of Avelus, also will be extrapolated to Svira and the 3 weeks. So that is an important shita to note. But that being said, Rav Shechter says, nowadays that the entire world, due to coronavirus, is wallowing in its pain, and many people were already down on our luck. We're already suffering as a world. And now we have to also, many of us are still stuck in our apartments and our houses. We can't get back to normal. And we're trying to cope, and now we're going to take away a little bit of recorded music to listen to? We're already feeling Avelus during this time of Corona, and unfortunately for some, literally as well. So he says we shouldn't take away music, which would help people cope with this difficult time. Whether you're listening to music recorded, or whether you are going to be playing. Let's say you know how to play a guitar, a violin. You could play a little bit for yourself to keep your sanity. Also, now this is going to be similar to the Maram Shik, who said, what's the issue of listening to music when you're mechavin l'simcha, when you're trying to have simcha and happiness? But that's the kind of music that is usher, that brings someone to dancing. And then the minhag expanded to include other forms of music. I heard from those who learned by my Rebbe, Rasal Vejik, So this is just a collector's item here. Apparently, Rasal Vejik thought that classical music was in its own category. It wasn't just simply music, shel simcha, but rather it was an art. And therefore, the prohibition of listening to music doesn't extend to classical music. You find me enough people that listen to classical music, maybe that would change. But I guess anything that isn't popular enough for the masses all of a sudden becomes an art. Anyway, so if we're going to be makel to listen to music nowadays during this time, if God forbid coronavirus even extends through the 3 weeks, it makes sense to be makel to listen to music as long as it's not the kind of music that leads to rikudim, that leads to dancing. That's not a celebratory kind of music. Ad kan dvarav. I mean, the tshuva is longer than that, but ad kan, the piece that we'll be looking at. And to put it into very clear terms, let's just take a look at Pnei Halacha, Rav Eliezer Melamed's excellent magnum opus on Halacha, where he says that one can listen to recorded music nowadays during Sfira, during the 3 weeks, based on two considerations. Shekayom ha'kol ragil mishmo nigunim derech machshim elektronim. Nowadays, we're always listening to music electronically. You could be working, you're doing data entry, even. You'll be listening to something in the background on Spotify. Nowadays, first consideration is that we are so used to listening to music all the time. It's not an act of simcha anymore. It's just something that you have go buzzing in the background. This isn't like going out for the evening to listen to a concert. You could be working. You could be making lunch in the kitchen. You could be making food for Shabbos, and you just have some music playing in the background. That hardly leads you to dancing and to singing. That's just something we're used to hearing all the time. That's consideration number one. The second consideration is Ve'od she'yesh l'chalik bein ha'gum she'atzichu l'nigunim regilim. This is similar to the Maram Shik. That there's a difference between nigunim shel simcha, music, which is for happiness, which is for celebration, giddiness, versus shirag nigunim shel simcha yishmakum lasav yom elu gamim achshirim beitayim. Okay, maybe you're going to listen to some simcha music, which is, I guess, the majority of the Jewish music industry. So if you're only listening to music put out by a Jewish artist, yeah, you could be in bad luck. Aval nigunim regilim. But when it comes to just standard music, the kal v'chomer b'nigunim atzuvim, to sad tunes, ein lasser b'mei ha'avelah shebesfiras ha'omer. These should not be usher during Sfiras ha'omer. So let's say you're a big Metallica fan, you love heavy metal music, you like sad music, and of course it's the lyrics and everything are appropriate. So, you know, that's better than perhaps listening to the Maccabees, which may be a cappella. However, though, they sing more upbeat kind of music, which makes someone besimcha and happier. And certainly music, Jewish music, which is designated for a wedding, ing simcha gedola mizah. V'arotzel hakel, he continues, Rashai lismach al deyazu lishmoa shim ragim vatsu mechshim atronim, therefore, yeshama lismach. But you shouldn't listen to it. You shouldn't blast the music, even regular sad music, on the loudspeakers. Because the kind of music that you blast on the loudspeakers, just by virtue of amplifying it, turns it into an event of sorts. And therefore, if one is just listening to sad or regular music on their iPod, they have their ears, they have their earphones inside their ear or on their ears, that would be mutter, according to Rav Eliezer Melamed, based again on the idea in the Maram Shik that the only isser, it's only a breach of avelus of mourning if you listen, if you do something, you listen to music in order to have simcha. But if you're not doing it for simcha, it would be permissible. Now, all of these sources that we've seen up until now, they grant the premise that it is usher to listen to recorded music during Sfiras HaOmer, and because it is usher really make her din, they find ways to circumvent that and to be v'lamei tzchus and to find heterim, to find dispensations for those who feel like they can't go by without listening to recorded music. However, this final source I will look at from the Chelkis Yaakov, and it's also a similar idea found in a number of poskim in Eretz Yisrael, he is going to actually undermine the assumption we've been working on the entire time. He writes as follows: The Yesh Ot Svara Gedola Lahatir. I have another huge reason why we could be Makel. Kevin Vishas Agzeiro Lasser Azimra Mitam Avelos. Lohaya Dain HaRadio. Lochal Gzeira al radio. When the Gzeira initially came out, whether you want to understand it's from the times of the Gemara Gittin, whether you want to understand it's later on, the radio did not exist yet. And since the radio did not exist yet, how could we say that the Gzeira, the prohibition accepted of listening to music during these times of mourning, how could they apply to the radio? Right? And let's think about it this way. We are very formalistic. Once the Rabbanim make a gezeira, it stays the same way it was until another Beis Din could come and revoke it. And we just assume that we don't have that kind of Beis Din, the number and scholarship to override Dinim de Rabbanan today. A great example, a question I always get is, oh, you know, Rabbi, why can't we get rid of Yom Tov Sheni today? Second day Yom Tov Diaspora, it was only Sveika de Yoma. The answer is, yes, essentially it doesn't, it's not so relevant, but we do it because the Gezeira is b'mekomo omedes. It stays in its place. And so many times people don't like hearing that, and it works l'chumra. It creates a stringency, like keeping second day Yom Tov in Golos. However, over here, it's going to serve as a basis for a heter. He writes, the same way, we can't change gezeiros midrabban. We can't change rabbinical enactments to go lekula to find leniencies. We also don't update gezeiros midrabbanan to be stringent either. So maybe, look, you know, the gezeira can be said that it applied to instruments, and even if a new instrument gets developed after the times of the Churban, it will be included in that gezeira. But something that isn't an instrument altogether cannot be included in that gezeira. Okay. But a radio, you don't even see the person playing. It's from far away. And so now this radio is really a new invention. It was never included in the Gezera. So this destroys the entire premise. This undermines the whole premise. He's saying is that forget about finding heterim to listen to recorded music. There was never an iser to listen to recorded music because when the gezeira was made, there was no such thing as recording devices. That is the point that Chalkas Yaakov makes. And he implicitly disagrees with the Shevet Halevi, who thinks that the radios and recording devices are a form of an instrument. He says that's going a little bit too far. That's stretching it too far. That is one way to be... Right now we have two reasons why it might be mutter to listen to recorded music. Either one, if you're not doing it for simcha purposes, so if you're listening to regular or sad music. The other one that we just said from the Chalkas Yaakov is that there's that recorded music was never in the gezeira to begin with. And if we take this one step further, we could say that while there is... Now, here's reason number three. I think most poskim are wary of going down on record saying this, but again, there's been some literature coming out of Eretz Yisrael that says, you remember that Shulchan Aruch that we saw at the beginning of our shir? The Shulchan Aruch said it never said anything about not listening to music during Tzvira. And even the Magen Avraham talked about dancing. So it's possible that one could also argue that the Isser of listening to music never really was an Isser for Sphira. And here's the thing. Even though until this point, we've been conflating Sphira and the 3 weeks, I'll tell you like this. Now you're going to be wishing the Sphira coming up and not the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks is part of the general Avelos, the mourning, for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, for destruction of the temple. And Avelos, the mourning of Sphira, is for the death of Rabbi Akiva's students, which isn't directly related to that. It's during Bar Kokhba, probably. So perhaps we can say there's more reason to be machmir during the 3 weeks because the initial prohibition in Gittin of listening to music was because of the destruction of the temple. But during Sphira, which is not that kind of avelus, it's not about the destruction of the temple, if we don't have a clear present to Aser music, it's just very funny that it developed to become usher to begin with. But that being said, that's just what some people say, as well, but I think it makes sense that, A, there is the sheet of the Chalkas Yaakov, that recording devices are not considered instruments in halacha. They were not included in the gezeira. Therefore, all recorded music should be okay according to that shita. If you think that's too radical and it's not accepted, if you're not comfortable with that, then we certainly have the heterim that's explicated by Rav Eliezer Melamed and based off the Maram Shik and found a similar idea in the Hilchos Chag V'Chag and Rav Hershel Schechter and many others, that if you're listening to music that doesn't bring on a form of simcha, you're listening to regular music, you're listening to sad music, that would be mutter as well. And personally, that sheet I find very compelling and reasonable for practice. Of course, I think we always have to say, follow the minhag kamakom. If you're in a place where people don't listen to music during a certain time period, it may not be appropriate to start blasting it in front of them. But of course, we all have, when we're in our own houses, it is definitely important to make sure that we know the different shitos. And of course, if we do not have familiarity with the sources, we should always consult our local Orthodox rabbi in order to figure out what is the most reasonable and halakhically valid form of practice. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this late afternoon/soon-to-be evening, and I hope that we get the chance to learn together in the future.